It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
What up, Money for Lunch?
What be happening, man?
You know, I've been working on a project, a couple of them, actually. One of them is a book project called Dominating Your Mind, and I've been working on it for over a year. It's soon to be launched. You can go to dominatingyourmind.com and see what's happening there, dominatingyourmind.com. And part of that, dominatingyourmind.com, I interviewed certain people to find out about, really, mental toughness, I guess, is the very best way of saying that, right? I'm not really sure. You may refer to it as mindset. So here is the question that Dominating Your Mind is answering in a sense, right? And that is, how are some people so very successful while other people can't manage water or paper bag? Let me go a little bit further than that. How are some people so successful despite all of their disadvantages, right? How is somebody born with no arms, no legs, able to overcome that and have a massive, high-level quality of life? How is somebody who can barely speak English come to this country with no money and grow up to be the Dominator and the Governator? These are the questions that plague mankind and are now answered in, in the book, right? That is what you'll have to look forward to. So, and if you want to get some really cool, in-depth information about this topic, if you're into it, then you can go to youtube.com/moneyforlunch. And as the book launches, I'm going to be putting up some of the interviews at youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez, not Money for Lunch. youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez. So I have interviews there coming up with Samuel L. Jackson. Right now you can see one from Tom Hopkins. You can see another one from Mr. Universe himself, Mike O'Hearn. And then who else do I have coming up? The guy from The Expendables, Randy Couture. So Randy Couture was at his house not too long ago, and we just hung out and had a massive good time, and he was just a lot of fun to hang out with. Both him and I, we found out that we both play the harmonica. His harmonica skills are far better than mine. And you know, he started playing the harmonica, interestingly enough, because he couldn't always carry his, his guitar. He's also an avid guitar player, and he could not take his guitar with him on the set of Expendables, and he wanted something else. And so he started picking up the harmonica. And dominatingyourmind.com. I think you can go there right now and you can see some of the bonuses. And my producer just said, maybe not. Anyway, so I apologize. Anyway, so maybe by the time you hear this taping, It'll be up and magical, and great things will happen for you. DominatingYourMind.com. You can see the latest, greatest interviews at YouTube.com/Burt J. Martinez. YouTube.com/Burt J. Martinez. Samuel Jackson. Who else? Tony Robbins is going to be there. Samuel Jackson. Several of, some of the big winners from Shark Tank is going to be coming up. I've been scouring the countryside, interviewing some fairly interesting people so we can all learn about mindset, getting our mind right. You get your mind right, you get your life right. I kid you not. And speaking of mindset, my guest today is the one, the only, Jason Drone. And this is a great example of what I'm talking about. Here's a guy who was able to dominate his mind. So Jason Drone was a Pepsi truck driver for many years, and then he started doing this internet marketing thing, and now he's been marketing online for over 8 years, literally working with thousands of business owners and entrepreneurs through his courses, done-for-you services. He is best known for his quickest path to cash strategies, where he cuts years of testing and development out of his clients' lives and delivers sales funnels that are both profitable and automated. As always, it's good to have him on the show. Jason Drone, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to have you here.
That's fantastic. What's it like in Arizona?
It's wonderful. It is, woke up this morning to a beautiful 60 degrees at, what was that? I went to the gym around 5 o'clock this morning. It was still 60 degrees. And now it's nice. In fact, let's find out exactly what's happening. Alexa, what's the temperature outside? I don't know what's going on. Alexa, what's the temperature outside? Well,
currently, Gilbert, it's 84 degrees with clear skies and sun. You can expect more of the same today with a high of 96 degrees and a low of 64 degrees.
All right. Thank you, Alexa. Alexa being one of our sponsors from Amazon.com. So, it's beautiful. What's happening there in Erie, Pennsylvania?
Oh, it's cold. Well, it's getting cold. Leaves are starting to fall off the trees, typical fall stuff. So we're sad
beautiful
to see summer go.
Yeah, but you guys have a beautiful fall there as opposed to nothing really changes here in Arizona. We still have palm trees and cactuses. Nothing really changes.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to talk about this. So I was excited that you're on the show because I wanted to talk about some of the changes that have happened here. I want to say within the last couple of years, but I specifically wanted to talk to you about them. And that is, back in the day, if you and I wanted to launch a product, it was, like 30 moving parts and, a month or two to get it up and running. And now it seems that really you no longer need that. I mean, you have all these, things like Optimized Press, lead pages, all of these really simple things to build. You have, you can throw a webinar together fairly quick and really start getting your message out there. So I wanted you to talk about this and talk specifically, how can somebody go from zero to launching a product and start testing that product without having to have the 32 parts, moving parts?
Oh, that's such a good, that's a great question. The first thing is somebody needs to identify a problem in their market. So the problem needs to be something that plagues people and that they'll be willing to spend money on, and B, something that you can uniquely solve for them. All of us have lived through obstacles and challenges and, broken through roadblocks and all that other, crazy stuff in our lifetime. So other people, other people will pay you for your experience, for your knowledge, for your information, and helping them do the same. So the trick is you have to find the problem, and then you have to pair that problem with a solution. So one of the best ways to do this, if you're starting truly from scratch, you know, ground zero, you don't have an email list, you don't have an ad budget, you don't have any of those things, is just to, you know, use your social media profile. Reach out
right.
to the 60 or 100 or 200 people that you're friends with on Facebook and say, hey, what can I help you, you know, what can I help you with? Like that kind of a thing. And then promote to those people. So once you figure out how you're going to solve that problem, you know, whether it's coaching, you know, a couple coaching sessions, whether it's a live in-person workshop at a hotel down the road, whether it's a book or digital product, which takes a little bit longer to set up. Then the best way to really sell that thing is by hosting a webinar. And you would ask those same people, you know, your social group, your tribe, to sign up for the webinar and then be educated through it. And at the very end, if they want access to you or your thing, then that's where they would pay you for it. It's a relatively straightforward strategy. There are very few moving parts. You don't need a website. You don't really need landing pages. You can use a free trial for the GoToWebinar, the webinar platform. You can use your existing circle of friends, you know, your existing circle of influence to fill up that webinar. Maybe just 10 people, you know. But if two of them buy a $2,500 a month coaching program, then you know you're off and running pretty quickly.
Yes.
So that's the easiest thing that I can think of to start.
Yes, and you know what? Here, I want to prove your point too. And you and I did not talk about this prior or anything. This is all happening live. And so I had a gentleman, a client of mine. His name is Adam. And so I told him more or less the same thing. You know, he wanted to help executives get in great shape. And so he knew who his clients were. He wanted executives, somebody who was like between around 30 or 40. Those individuals who, you know, who are kind of, you know, maybe getting a second wind in life and really wanted to take their fitness to a different level. And he was charging, by the way, $1,500 a month. So he threw together a webinar, and I wish I would have recorded it. I just can't believe I didn't record it. It had to be the worst webinar I've ever seen. And it was hysterical because he had no slides. He had no slides. He's up on, what do you call it, GoToWebinar, no slides. It's just him talking, and he got one client that was with him for 6 months, paying him $1,500 a month. Out of that one client, he ended up getting a second client via referral. So that one webinar produced two $1,500 a month clients.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, just like you said, it came directly from his social media contacts. And he not only does he have, you know, whatever, I think he has 300 or 400 friends on social media or on Facebook. And then he's got some other contacts on LinkedIn. And that's who he mm-hmm. promoted the webinar to. And that's where he got two clients paying him $3,000, $1,500 each for multiple months off one really awful webinar with no slides or anything. It was fantastic, and it just proves your point. And you know, and something else that you said is that everybody has challenges that they've overcome, and your problem doesn't have to be super huge. For example, I have a client who their solution is educating people and helping them understand what candida is. It's a kind of a yeast infection that grows in your body, and it causes all sorts of issues. And so their whole thing is they educate people on what candida is and then how to get rid of it, what the symptoms are. And then Perry Belcher, you know Perry Belcher, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Perry Belcher, for you guys who I'm not sure who Perry Belcher is, he's part of the digital marketing team there in Austin. And so he started something that I had never heard of this talk about a niche is that he was helping horse owners with this thing called cribbage. I think it's what it is. And so cribbage, and again, I apologize if you're into, into this horse industry and I'm mispronouncing it, but sometimes horses go a little stir crazy being in their stall and they start eating or chomping at their stall. And so that's a big solution among horse owners and he had, or that's a big problem among horse owners and he had a solution for that. And so I'm saying that because again, you got to know your clients, know what kind of problem they're having and then give them a solution. And nowadays what's so nice is, as you mentioned, social media, but there's probably a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group for just about everybody or every problem, right? Whether it's horse owners or executives who want to become healthier or people who want to, learn how to write a book, there's already a group for that. So you don't have to start from, absolute zero.
Right. Absolutely. There's already, networks, there's groups of people who they've already come together, and oftentimes they're looking for solutions that you may very well have, So
right.
Just tapping into that stuff. A lot of people will, when they're starting businesses, they will look for these kinds of groups. A great example is Amazon. So selling physical products on Amazon through FBA, which is fulfillment by Amazon, has really just become such a popular thing in the last 3 or 4 years. People go and they source products from China or they, buy them somewhere in the United States or whatever, and then they sell them on Amazon. And really, it's just a bigger example of this. They start with something small. They start with very, very limited inventory. They tap into a marketplace that already has millions of buyers, that they use Amazon day in and day out, and they capitalize on the search engine that Amazon has in place.
Yes. I love it. Yeah. And again, I think that, earlier I was talking about mindset, and I think that what separates people, let's say, I'm going to use you as an example. What separates other Pepsi truck drivers from those who become a Jason drone is simply, you finally, you get to that point where you're willing to try it and fail, right? You're willing to do something because nothing's going to change until you get started, period.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
And so
you fail fast.
Go ahead.
All of us.
Ooh, I like that.
Fail every single day, and we fail 8 out of 10 times. But those 2 times that we actually succeed, then they change the course of our entire lives.
Yes, absolutely correct. No, I love that. That's a great analogy. Think about that. If you're failing 80% of the time, that 20% that you're successful at changes the course of your life. I love that. And so I don't know if you can remember this, back 8-10 years ago when you were thinking to make the shift from, this corporate position and, as a Pepsi truck driver to launching my own business, was there a lot of fear back then? Do you remember, how you managed to go from, how you managed that transition?
I think a lot of it, some of it was just dumb luck. At the time, so that was 12 years ago now. I think I
gotcha, got you.
And at the time it was just kind of knowing that I was different from everybody else. And I didn't really know how, and at first I was like, I started helping people fix their computers and make sense of, Microsoft Windows and stuff, And then that took me to blogging and websites and led me down the internet marketing path and just giving myself, the ability to not know what's going to be around the corner, because the fact of the matter is you're never, ever going to have all the answers, So if you go and if you decide you want to, start a business, you want to create a product or do a product launch or whatever, you will never, ever, ever, ever have all the answers, you know, before you set out. So if you're the type of person who needs to have all the answers before you actually take action, you're never going to do anything, you know, and whereas in learning how to do stuff and learning how to, you know, build a business or do it in a marketing or, you know, whatever, then the answers reveal themselves when they're supposed to. And you just need to have confidence in that fact that you will find the answer when you need to. It's not about knowing where you're going. It's about knowing the next step of where you're going and then relying on your own, having faith in yourself, you know, and having faith in the world around you that your path will become clear as you go down it.
Yes. And, you know, something that you meant that you said there, you know, that some of it was dumb luck. You cannot have dumb luck, if you want to call it that, if you're not taking some kind of action, right? So maybe as you're saying, you know, you start kind of taking these little baby steps into that one area and something else reveals itself. And all of a sudden you know, somebody leads you to meet somebody else. And all of a sudden you start to take maybe bigger steps. But none of that happens without taking that first step.
The first step, no matter how big or how small it is, the first step is really the only step that matters. I mean, once you start down that path, I mean, one of my favorite things to do, like we have really big goals and really huge task lists and everything else. But I have a poster on my wall that says, I made it. It says, focus. If you chase two rabbits, both will escape. Which is an old saying, unknown,
right,
in origin, but I always want to make sure every single day to do one thing that is, you know, one thing related to my big overarching goals. You know, the day comes and goes and you get caught up in email and social media and phone calls and, you know, all that, you know, working with team members and everything else. But at the end of the day, you always want to take one step in the direction that you're trying to go. So, and you might be that step might be super small. It might be just, you know, for me, we build a lot of software, so it might be just designing up a screen for the software. It might be, you know, picking out a name or picking out a feature or whatever, something that I want my development team to go do. But every day I make at least one small decision that will move that project forward. And what I end up doing is making decisions that will move two or three or four or five projects forward all in the day. So then everybody's moving forward together. But you always want to take that one step, no matter how small it is, you know?
Yeah. I love that. That first step is the most important step. I love that. And for so many of us, you were talking about that paralysis by analysis. You got to have everything perfect. You know what? I have a dear client of mine, bless his heart. He's been his third year hiring me to help him, and it took him 2 years to feel good enough about his website to launch it. 2 years.
Yep.
And he's just that. Yeah. I mean, he's just like, you know, the guy that you described. He wants everything perfect and he's very analytical and you know, he second guesses himself to death, and it's just, you know, to me, what a miserable way to do things, because I know for a fact that I had put some stuff out there where people said, man, you know, like every third word is a typo. This is complete crap. And that's embarrassing. There's no doubt, man. That is embarrassing as all get out, but I much rather fail in that sense and have a bunch of typos than never to pull the trigger at all.
Yeah, well, it's funny because so everything that we do is built is based on automated sales phones. You know that word. But so I have this promo that's going out to my list right now. Chelsea, my wife, actually, she showed me her phone. She was like, "There's a typo right here." I was like, "Yeah, maybe." And she was like, "There was a typo in yesterday too." And I was like, "Oh, well, that sucks, you know." And I was like, and I paused and thought about it, and I was like, You know what? You know what sucks even more than that is that's the third time in the last year and a half that that exact email has gone out, and I haven't caught it. Because we reuse promotion, you know. So
yeah, I love it. I love it. You know,
yeah.
And what's so funny here is, look, it doesn't stop the money from coming in. It doesn't stop you from helping clients. It doesn't stop you at all.
Oh, no. And I mean, it's funny because even those big, you know, multi-million dollar, like, small team operations, then, you know, there are typos. There are imperfections. They're always testing stuff. They're always trying stuff. You know, and oftentimes a typo in an email means you're human. It actually makes your copy, you know, more intriguing and more appealing to people because they're like, oh, he's human too. You know, the same with your client with the webinar that didn't have slides. You know, maybe if he had slides, he wouldn't have gotten that one call because, you know, because he's, you know, an actor or whatever. You know what
right.
I mean? So much of what people do is based on perception that, you know, sometimes those little things, yeah, I mean, whatever. People look past them. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, somebody's not going to do business because they're worried about a typo, then they're not a great client for me. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you hit the nail on the head. If somebody is saying, hey, you know, your T's aren't crossed, your I's aren't dotted, you missed a comma, you know, dude, do you want my help or no? And if you're, you know, those kind of people are broke or miserable for a reason. And it's because they get hung up on all those typos and all those little, those little details that mean nothing. I mean, don't get me wrong. If some details are important, making sure that people can click on a link and register for a webinar or pay for a product, those details are important. You want to make sure those things are working, but you know, you didn't, you know, you misused a variation of there, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. You know, it's just, you know, I think people need to get a grip.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, having when you want to change something about your life, you actually have to make change. You know, you can't just continue doing the exact same thing over and over and over again. When I was working at Pepsi, I hated my job. You know, I hated the fact that I couldn't plan anything at night, you know, working 65 hours Monday through Friday, being dead Saturday and Sunday, you know, dreading work on Monday and doing that for 5 years. I mean, that was just me. I knew that there was a different way, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, the reality of a paycheck is that you don't need to do, I mean, when you run your own business, you can, for me, my goal was $3,000 a month. If I can make $3,000 a month, you know, online, then I can pay all my bills and it's a little bit left over. And, you know, so I don't need to worry about having to wake up and go to a job.
Right.
And when you break that down into daily goals, making $100 a day. Well, there's all kinds of different ways you can make $100 a day. There's hundreds, thousands of different ways you can make $100 a day online. You know, it's just about what you're passionate about. So that was really what ultimately led me down the path that, you know, I did. I went.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, since I've known you, you know, your path is evolved a little bit because when I first got started hanging around with you, you did a lot of marketing stuff, a lot of funnel type work. And then over time, you have now moved into software. So you have things like Scriptly.org and timeslots.org. And it's exciting to watch you evolve. You're still helping people market their business, but at the same time, you're getting into software. And because software is another way of, as you said, making that $100 a day. And it's more automated and it doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take a small team of scientists to make that happen. You build that software and you keep making little tweaks. But bottom line is you can launch it and start creating sales on a regular basis.
Yep. And that's really been over the last 2.5 years, just been 3 years now, maybe just been going after, you know, software, hosted software. I love the software space. I still love working with clients. You know, so much of what we do is about working with clients in the software, you know, and for us, it's like We will test stuff out with clients. We'll figure out, going back to solutions and problems, we'll figure out what their problem is with current solutions out there in the market, and then we'll build a piece of software that solves that problem for them. You know, and in solving that problem for that client, it solves problems for thousands of other business owners around the world. You know, so like our newest, this is the first time I've actually publicly said anything about it, but we're doing a statistics metrics, like sales funnel tracking software. So it will actually take, you know, take into consideration where your traffic is coming from, how long they've been on your site, what pages they visited, and then report numbers based on how successful your sales funnels are. So very complex piece of software, being that, you know, so much of it is reporting and analytics and artificial intelligence and, you know, algorithms and all kinds of other crazy stuff. But at the end of the day, it will solve a problem for business owners, not knowing what people are doing on their website, or not understanding Google Analytics. Or so there's all kinds of things that end up, you know, happening based on working with clients. And every time we want to start something new, it's just one small step. It's like, all right, what do I want the software to have in it? What do I want the screens to look like? You know, so you're just incrementally marching forward day after day.
Yeah. And again, I want everybody to be clear on that. It's not doing a thousand things. It's doing one or two things, moving it forward a little bit at a time. I think it was the late, great Zig Ziglar who said, inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's really hard. And I think so many people look at that and say, wow, I got such a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it all starts with that very first step. And you have to have that desire to say, hey, I want something different than what I have now. And again, you don't have to quit your job today and launch your situation. You can simply start by, you know, as a part-time gig. There's so much mm-hmm. of that available now. You have so many, what do you call it? There's so many different, areas where you can go, things like Upwork and Fiverr, where you can mm-hmm. post your consulting gigs, your coaching gigs, your whatever it is, gigs that you have, and see how people respond to you and do it, you know, little bit at a time without endangering your job.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it takes a little bit of work, a little bit of effort.
Sure.
You know, you've got to work your normal 8-hour job and then come home and have dinner and you know, do some work at night or whatever. But I mean, when you start your business, you know, there's always times like that. I mean, there was a period of about 4 months last year where it was like 16, 17-hour days because there was a workload I just couldn't take care of myself, you know, and we started hiring people. And then, you know, there's onboarding and training and everything else. And, yeah, as a business owner, you work 70, 80 hours sometimes and you receive much less pay than you would if you were just working a 9-to-5. But on the flip side of that, I mean, there's a lot of time that – you know, you might only work 20, 30 hours a week and you're receiving much better compensation for that. So it's all based on how you structure your business, the decisions you make, you know, what you're selling. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, ultimately it is a trade-off. You got to decide what it is you want. And if you like security, then maybe a job is better for you and you do a side gig and that's okay. You know, one of the great things about being your own boss, I took 10 days off. My oldest daughter got married, so we decided to make it a big family thing. We took 10 days off, you know, and so I have two girls left at home. And so we had to coordinate flights with them so they wouldn't miss too much of their school and fly them back and forth and things of that nature. But my wife and I were able to hang out and not worry about, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, that's mm-hmm. one of the advantages that you could take whatever time you want off and not be stressed about it. But to get there does take work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it all takes work. You can't be afraid of work. I mean, but at the same time, if you're doing something you love doing, then it's really not work. I mean, it is, but it isn't, you know?
Right. I mean, absolutely. Look, if you love what you're doing, it's not work. I think that is a great mantra to live by. And I think that also, if you know, using, again, I'm going to use your story. You said this, you know, I hated, you know, after 5 years, you hated being a Pepsi truck driver. And so you have two choices. Either you make a change in your life, whether that is changing your career, finding another way to grow your revenue and replace the Pepsi truck revenue. You had to do something. Or, again, you could have done nothing and just been an average guy being miserable at his job and doing that until you died. Because that's what a lot of people do, right? They take those feelings of, I'm meant to do something different, and they stuff it deep inside, and they go about their lives being miserable.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
There's so many, you know, there's so many people like that. And anyway, I think that today's show, we covered, you know, bottom line, there's a very easy, simple way for you to launch your product without spending thousands of dollars on moving parts and expensive advertising. You find the solution to the problem that people are having. You can use your social media connections to start testing that. You can even do a webinar without spending money because everybody gives you like a 30-day trial for free. We also discussed the fact that you don't even have to even have a very pretty webinar. They will work if you're selling a real solution, right? And bottom line is, you know, you got to take that first step. You got to be willing to just try and fail, because the faster you fail, the better it is for you. And, you know, so a lot of great bits of information that people can use.
Totally. I love it. Fail fast.
I love it. And, you know, and again, I want to point this out. Again, you didn't ask me to do this. Scriptly.org. If you're thinking about doing a webinar, if you're thinking about how do I get some stuff moving, Scriptly.org is an awesome product. It helps you with webinars. It helps you with email copy. It helps you with everything that you need. So, again, they can go to Scriptly.org and try that out. And if you're looking at launching a webinar, Scriptly.org will help you do that fairly quick. You answer a bunch of questions, you do a couple of clicks, and then you can upload it to whatever software you like. There's, Evernote, there's, PowerPoint, there's Google Slides. And within like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, you have a webinar ready to go. Maybe, you know, it's very quick as opposed to doing it from scratch. I've done that, and that can sometimes take days.
Right. Yeah. Scriptly has webinar creator, VSL creator, email autoresponder creator. It also has page builder. So, you know, really anything that has to do with copywriting for your website or sales and marketing, Scriptly will do. So it's our best performance tool. Love it. We use it every day. I built it for me. You know, I built it to solve a problem. So it's awesome.
I love it. I love it. Scriptly.org. Jason Drone, thank you so much for stopping by. It's always fun, and looking forward to catching up with you later.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Good stuff there from Jason Drone. And you know what? I love what he said there. He built that for himself. He built Scriptly for himself and because he was tired of doing all the work. And of course, you know, as a lot of times happens, you build something for yourself and you realize, oh, this is going to help other people. And Scriptly.org does that. I can attest to that because I used it for my last two webinars. And those last two webinars that I used it for did tremendously well. And again, I get no compensation for having you go to Scriptly.org and try it out and tell Jason that, hey, Bert sent me, or I heard it on Money for Lunch, or, you know, whatever. I get no compensation either way, but I do believe in the product and I do believe in Jason Drone. So if you have questions, you can go to jasondrone.com, DROHN. And, you know what? You can go to his new website, doneforyou.com, doneforyou.com. Check it out. And as always, we are so thankful that you stopped by and that, you know, that you checked it out. I hope that this program today has helped you as far as taking that first step. You know what you need to do. You got to pull the trigger, take that first step, and that's where the magic happens. That all important first step. As always, remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.